The new country, 96.3.
Second date update.
All right, we got Crystal standing by this morning. Crystal had a great first date with Andy, but no second date. We're going to see if we can help her out this morning. First of all, Crystal, tell everybody how you met Andy.
Hey, we met through Tinder.
Okay.
Which always feels weird to say, but we met through Tinder and we went out for a drink and I thought it went really well. We went out to a, you know, cool outdoor bar and had a great night, and I just didn't hear from him again. I tried to text him and I got nothing. So I want to know what happened.
Did anything go wrong on the date? You know, we always ask.
Nothing that I can think of.
All right. Well, let's have us give him a call, see if we can figure out what's going on and see if we can get you a second date. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, is this Andy?
Yeah.
Hey, this is the Hawkeye in the Morning Show from New Country 96.3. Can we talk to you on the air for a second?
Yeah, okay.
I know it's very unusual that a radio station just out of the blue calls you, but the reason we're calling is we have a feature on our show called Second Date Update, and people call us when they had a great first date, but for some reason never progresses to a second date, and we got a call about you.
Really?
Yes. Do you remember going out with Crystal?
Yeah.
Well, she said you guys had a great date. Then she says she never heard from you after that.
So she thought we had a great date. Okay. Well.
What happened? What made it not a good date?
From the tone of your voice, are we correct in assuming that you didn't think it was?
I don't even know if it was a date, actually. She's a tease. She was saying all this stuff about what we were going to do and how things were going to go. And she just became a total prude on the date. I thought I was with someone completely different. I mean, she wasn't anything like she was online.
Okay, so what you're saying is while you were online chatting, she was quite a different person is what you're saying.
Yeah, she was saying all kinds of stuff to me that made me think the date was going to go a certain way. And when I got there, she might as well have had her arms crossed the whole time.
So she seemed like a completely different person to you.
Yes. Honestly, she really didn't sound like the fun person that I was hoping to meet on the date.
Well, here's the deal. Crystal asked us to call on her behalf because she thought the date did go rather well. She's on the other line right now. Is it okay if we bring her up, bring her into this conversation?
Oh, God. I mean, which Crystal are we going to get?
Is that a yes?
Sure.
Crystal, are you there?
I don't know whether to be hurt or offended. I don't even know where
to
start. Crystal's
coming out. Okay, I get it. Okay, so the second one. Okay, cool.
Well, okay, there's no call to be rude. It was the first date. What did you expect? Like, what did you hope was going to happen? And what about me gave you that impression?
Oh, I don't know. Almost all of your chatting, your text, everything we talked about, I mean, leading up to the
date.
Like
what?
You don't remember talking about The Bachelor?
Yeah, of course I remember. We both like The Bachelor because we think it's funny.
Yeah, but a little more than that. Like, you were telling me specifically about how your favorite is the fantasy suite and the things that you wanted to. I don't know if I can go into it. I don't really feel terribly comfortable. But you know what I'm talking about.
You thought that because I liked the fantasy suite part of The Bachelor, that I was secretly trying to give you some code that you were going to get on a first date?
Oh.
Code? No, you were specifically explicit. I don't know about code. I don't know.
At what point did I say, hey, I like the fantasy suite, and therefore, that means...
I'm just saying, if you want to get dates on Tinder that are successful and second dates, maybe don't go that far, okay? Because I think you're advertising for something you're not selling.
Okay, well, clearly I dodged a bullet with you. I think you need to be clearer about what you want, because what I'm looking for is a connection with someone and someone to have fun with, and your definition of fun seems to be very specific, whereas my definition of fun was I thought we had a great night, okay? I thought we had so much fun on our date, which was apparently not a date. Whew, okay.
Crystal, do you want me to ask Andy if he wants a second date?
I mean, I don't want a second date.
We're both in agreement, so that's good. Have a
okay,
great day.
All right. Andy, thank you so much for being part of the show. Really appreciate you coming on the air with us.
No worries.
Crystal, obviously that's not the way you wanted it to play out, but at least you got a little closure now when it comes to Andy.
Well, thank you.
Catch Second Date Update live. Stream Hawkeye in the Morning on NewCountry96.3.com or by using the New Country 96.3 app.
And join us for more fun with our Best of Hawkeye in the Morning podcast and our new Travel with Hawkeye podcast, available on our website, hawkeyeinthemorning.com/podcast. That's hawkeyeinthemorning.com/podcast.